You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
When your body goes through affliction, arouse up, rise up, body. The circulatory system sends fresh blood to the injury. You don't have to tell your brain. You have to say nothing. The body can pick up, bam, this injury. Automatically, blood starts flowing to that area. As soon as we see blood, we fall out. Oh, God. Oh. Ah. What God is trying to do is get healing there.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Spectrum of Trauma. Today, Bishop will be teaching from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16.
You don't have to go back in your memories to get anything from God. He wants to redeem it. He wants to redeem it. He wants to redeem it and heal your memories. So you can function now. Nothing that's for you should resemble anything from your past. Thank you, Lord. He makes all things new. This healing is going to make all things new. Thank you, Lord. Y'all with me? I know you're like, what's wrong with him? Why is he mad? Well, I'm just passionate, man. I'm not mad. I'm just passionate. Notice what he says. If he's sick, let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of Jesus. The prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, I'm forgiving that too, God said. Then he says, confess trespasses. Stop acting like you've never done any wrong. That's one of the problems when you have the ones that are afflicted or suffering and the cheerful. Sometimes the cheerful feels like or acts like they've never had any flaws. But we got to get to a point where we can talk to each other. Be careful now. Everybody can't handle your stuff. Talk up, never talk down. What do you mean by that? Everybody can't handle what you've done. So learn how to talk up. People put their trust in folk who can't hold water. Then you get mad when they can't hold water. But you already knew that, right? I can't stand men that ain't in shape. Well, you knew that when you married him, right? I can't handle women. You knew that about her when you married her. Don't complain now. Talk up. Stop talking down. Why is healing important? Write it down. Our body, your natural body will become lighter. Your mind becomes sharper. Your aptitude, your ability to do things, your spirit is, when your spirit is lifted, your abilities kick in. Some people get mad at kids in school because they can't sit down or they're disgruntled. A lot of times they're hungry. Just like if you were hungry, you wouldn't be able to focus either. If we can get you healed and get you at ground zero, we may be able to change behavior. God wants you to undergo a process of healing. He's equipped to help us. Even this message is designed to give you aid. Remember, you're going through the process. You're going through the process. The process looks nothing like the finished product. But we judge what God can do by what the process of him doing it. And I want you to back up off of that. Faithful folk and men and women that walk by faith are not caught up with process or the sequence of things. We look beyond it. Notice here Jesus is dealing with Satan. What does he say to Satan? Get thee what? Get thee. Don't you tell him to get behind you, because you're not omnipresent and omniscient. You tell him to get under your feet. Right. Right. Know your place. Know your place. The key is that Satan always blocks paths. That's what he does. He magnifies himself in a path that God wants you to go down. But because he magnifies himself, you turn away from that path. But you have to say, get under my feet and keep walking. Get up under my feet. I'm going to step on you and keep walking. Not change my path, because God has me on this path. We want the path where we don't experience pain. The process with no pain, but there is no such thing. When God shapes you the most, it will be the most painful.
Thank you, Lord.
Stick with the path until he shifts it, so you can get the full development from it. If he took away your pain, you will stop growing. Pleasure doesn't make us grow. It's pain. Resistance to the flow.
Are you all with me?
So if God has you on the path, Satan is going to come to block it. You stay on that path until God shifts you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I hear the Lord saying that we're in the process, but stay on the path. And do not judge the finished product by how the process feels. When God heals us, we should be able to speak from our healing to the trauma that others are experiencing. Trauma can't help trauma.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of times it's easy to gravitate to people who have the same trauma. But trauma long term can't heal trauma.
Glory to God.
Can darkness take away darkness? What is the remedy for darkness?
Right.
Can confusion long term heal and bring peace? Confusion matching confusion can't bring peace. Right? So you got to see it now. You can't bring darkness to me and expect light to come. Or your complaints. Or your trauma and expect it to be different. Well, I just need somebody to understand, Bishop. Listen, you need somebody who's healed to help you to be healed. That's why I love Jesus. He said, I didn't come to you or to those who are well. I came to the sick because the sick need the physician. If you're already healed, you don't need me. But if you need him, you ought to say, come my way. In any way you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God is going to help us to speak from a healthy place. A healthy space. To places of victimization and trauma. Remember, God wants us healed. And one of the reasons why you're here, I believe you're here, is because God wants you to be a change agent. But don't be an agent for the state and you've never gone through the process. You may not represent well. Everybody that's a part of the house of God got a little burnt part on their stone. Nobody's perfect here. So I want you on the team. What we're going to do, we're going to let our little burnt stuff go through it, no rejection, and then we're going to become a part of the entire building here. Nobody can talk to me about relationships if you've never ever gone through it successfully. Thank you, Lord. If you haven't been married for 7 years, don't try to tell me about new marriage. I don't care how well you talk. You got to go through several years of success before you can talk to me. I need healers to heal me. Not people who are practicing alternative medicines. Witch doctors. Brewing up stuff. Thank God for my grandmama. She used to take spider webs and honey and wrap it up and put them in wounds. But I've elevated out of that. Now, maybe you want to go back to that. That make you feel good, but I don't go way back anymore. I'm moving forward. Guess what? There's some new diseases that we haven't seen before, and way back is not going to help us. We need a physician who know what time it is, that can see microorganisms. Thank you, Lord. Even in the church, we can't do church like we used to. You'll miss a whole generation of these young people. They don't know the God of our fathers. They know social media. I heard a man say yesterday, his two-year-old knows all dinosaurs by their scientific name. He can read. He can count. He's two and a half. He can hold a conversation. He's reasoning. He can dial numbers on the phone. Granddaddy's snoring. Grandma, help me, please. That's it. The little boy called, Grandma, help me. We help you. Granddaddy's snoring. And he's speaking softly, not to disturb him. What you gonna do with that when he's seven? You playing games going way back? He will wrap you up in your own words. He's smarter than us. He's been allowed to sample knowledge. Woo, Jesus, help me. He's going to need an RX for his generation. He's still going to need Jesus, right? That's why we're crying out to him now. Because we need him to touch our kids. They're going to face things that you've never seen before. You may think you're okay, but you're not. You're going to need a Rapha for that generation. That's why I can depend on God. He has a healing agent for every generation. But we can't trust in our knowledge. You may think you know how to do it, but you got to constantly access him. What do I do, Lord? What do I do now? These kids are gone. Thank you, Jesus. When I was 12, I was reasoning. I was quiet, but I was reasoning. This is what I was saying when I was around adults. Why would they do it like that? Why would they say that? I was asking those questions when I was 12. Let me tell you how powerful Jesus is. When he leaves his father and mother, the scripture says he's communicating with doctors at the age of 12. Don't tell me it's not possible. His mother said, why would you do that? He rises up to his mama. I'm a woman. Most of y'all say, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. You don't even know who you're dealing with. He's at a high level of intelligence. He should show respect, but so should you. What about calling? He said, woman, what do I have to do with you? I must be about my father's business. She had to remember that an angel came to her and told her about this one. And she had to be reminded that this one will be different. Thank you, Lord. And there are things that God let you know when you were carrying them. That he lets you know. He lets you know. He lets you know when you were carrying them that things would be different. When they were young. When they were adopted. He lets you know. This one will be different. And you're going to need to be different. Don't try to do what happened to you. You need a schematic. You need a blueprint. You need something fresh and new. So you can be adequate and on point. And you need to be healed. Because a lot of times we deal with healing based on our own trauma, not because we were healed. That's why God says, if you're sick, if you're afflicted, I know the spectrum of your trauma. But get up under the one remedy, which is the blood of Jesus. And let him heal you. Can the church say amen? When your body goes through affliction, arouse up. Rise up, body. The circulatory system sends fresh blood to the injury. You don't have to tell your brain. You have to say nothing. The body can pick up. Bam! There's injury. Automatically, blood starts flowing to that area. As soon as we see blood, we fall out. Oh, God! Oh! Ah! What God is trying to do is get healing there. And when the blood of Jesus flows in the church, it may come out with sounds. If somebody in the midst right now shrieked, many of us don't know what deliverance sounds like. But if you got in the spirit, you wouldn't just judge it. Or if you see a woman walking here with a short dress, first thing you want to do is put something over because she's a streetwalker. Maybe she needs. Maybe she's like the girl in Philippi who saw something and she needs an endowment. She needs to be healed. So before you pull a dress down, tell the man to lift up his eyes and stop looking at them as objects and let's get ourselves together so the woman can be healed. And when the man come in here and just because he dressed right, you don't see your husband. You got trauma that needs to be healed. Let the man get delivered. You can't help him. If God heal him, he'll be healed thoroughly. If God heal her, you don't have to worry. We got to get the trauma done.
Glory to God.
The circulatory system works overtime when there's trauma to send blood. And that's what God is trying to do, is send his blood to you. When he sends the blood, first thing you're going to see is swelling. You want to run from the process. Don't run. He's sending blood to you. It's going to swell. But he's nourishing the wound. Many of you, if you start crying, you feel like you need to move. And you're blocking your healing. Even in the church service, don't you ever walk out when you feel tears, man or woman. Let them flow. That's why a lot of time when at the altar, wait before you give them tissue. Now if the nose is running, give it to them. But tears, let the tears flow. Men need to cry. Women need to cry. We got a lot of stuff in our hearts. We got stuff that we need to get out. And God is using the tear to wash you. Young kids need to cry. You know what they're carrying? They're carrying so many secrets that when they come here, they're releasing them. I've had people to bring me PCP, to bring me marijuana, to bring me heroin, bring it here, to bring me guns. You'll be shocked if you saw what's in the midst of us or what's in our pockets or what's in our cars. Right here. Right now. This is a hospital. Can you imagine a doctor that when he see a claw called cancer, he don't know what to do with it? He's not intimidated with the claw. If you believe that God can heal, we shouldn't be intimidated with the condition of our people. As long as they're dragging themselves in. She has an issue of blood, but she's dragging herself in. She has an affliction. She can't sit up straight, but she's dragging herself in. She got a daughter that won't rise up, but she's dragging herself in. She got a son that don't want to hear from God, but she's dragging herself in. She got stuff she's dealing with herself, but she's dragging herself in. He don't know how to work it, but he's least in the house. Let him get saved. My God. Now, I don't care how beautiful you are. God knows what we really look like. And many of us walked in the church, but to God we bent over. You may look beautiful, but to God, he knows what's inside of you. You're not even worshiping right. You can't even straighten up your hair. You're twisted. You know your condition. You want to show people something else, but God want to heal the problem. Woo, Jesus. injury. Don't be intimidated with swelling or an attitude that comes up that disturbs you. God is trying to get blood to it. We gotta have blood flow. Oh, Jesus. We gotta have blood flow. Many of you, God is trying to use you as a conduit to get blood to others, but you let affliction, you let attitude stop you from flowing.
Glory to God.
Soon as somebody disappoint you, I ain't dealing with that. When God is trying to get blood. Woo, Jesus. God is trying to get blood to the trauma. All you see is swelling.
Glory to God.
Let him open up your mind. Even now, revelation knowledge will flow freely. Unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanical demonic force. I bind every devil that wants you to sleep while I'm preaching and want you to sit there when God is speaking directly to you about your twisted nature. God is trying to straighten you out, man. I break witchcraft in Jesus' name. I come against witchcraft. The witch won't work. The witch can't do it no more. Spellbreaker, show up at Truth Revealed. I said there's a spellbreaker's anointing here. I said there's a spellbreaker's anointing. I see a witch and she's brewing up stuff, but you cannot work your craft here. I come against curious arts. I come against curious arts on you. It is producing lumps in you. God is going to cause it. It's going to cause that lump to be released. Confusion is going to cease in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of Leviathan in the name of the Lord. The cause of your trauma. To choke out what God is trying to do. It will have no power in your life. I come against the spirit that warps the ability to communicate. I come against the spirit that twists your communication. Thank you, Lord. Leviathan, your constricting spirit cannot work here. Thank you, Lord. The spectrum of trauma, the blood covers.
Glory, hallelujah.
Let the blood flow. Come on, touch three people and say, let the blood flow. Don't be intimidated by swelling. Let the blood flow. Let the blood flow. Let the blood flow. I know it's sore. Let the blood flow. I know you're sore. Let the blood flow. I know you're sore. Let the blood flow. When God is sending, when your body is being healed, usually the area that's wounded turns hot. It's a part of healing. Let the blood flow. Temperature changes when healing is there. Let the blood flow. Attitudes rise and they fall. Let the blood flow.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't be moved by attitude. God is working healing out. Learn how to work with the healing. Can the church say amen? Acts chapter 8, verse 7. Y'all like, he already preached. We can close out now. No, I ain't got no hum, and I got some more to say. Acts chapter 8. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed. And who were paralyzed and lame or spavined were healed. And there was great joy in the city. The scripture is implying that demonic presence is responsible for some ailments or trauma.
But when the spirits come out, they got to come out with a loud voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to command the spirit to come out. I just want you to help me by opening your mouth and praising God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Spectrum of Trauma, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2310-0811. That's reference number 2310-0811.
It's Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton L. Clark, our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Bishop Merton Clark on the memo line.
Abishai Inspired Men. Join Bishop Clark and Trib Nation Men for Men's Fellowship at the American Legion Post 191. 2422 South Harbor City Boulevard in Millburn on Saturday, October 14th at 9 a.m. Connect with the AIM Facebook group for more information or email aim@truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, you are encouraged to wear pink and join special guest Pastor Sabrina for the Faith Never Fails service presented by the Cocoa District Women Discipleship on Sunday, October 15th at 4 p.m. at Sharps Church of God. Email sharpscog@gmail.com for more information. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.